boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Every man wants to make the biggest mistake in our relationship ever.
Oh, no.
He really, really wants to sign us up for a personal trainer at the gym. Because I had a meeting with my coach last week, and he's like, how things been going? I noticed you haven't been at the gym the last like 2 months. What's been happening? You've only been popping in here and there. And I told him I've been really tired. The braces have been killing me. I just used every excuse in the book. And he's like, I'm thinking what could really help you is maybe getting a personal trainer. That way you're paying for it, which sucks, but then they're going to really whip you into shape.
Yeah.
So I said something to Neighborman, and he is loving this idea. Because I said I would only do it if he did it with me, and he's here for this.
You want to get personal trained together?
Yes.
Oh, God, okay.
I said, if I'm doing it, we're both doing it. Through thick and thin, baby. Here's the problem. What you need to know about me is that I've had, well, kind of like a personal trainer. I had a physical therapist, and here's the thing. I got lippy with him, and I get lippy at work sometimes. I've been written up before, you know? So I know I'm going to get lippy with a personal trainer, okay? And here's the thing, and I mean it in the nicest way. I've seen the people who go to, who work with the personal trainer. They're older, and they're going to hate me. They're going to be like, can you get this lippy young lady out of here? They're not going to like me. They're going to hate me.
Yeah, I think there's pros and cons. I think the pro of it is you always say that you have a fear of disappointing people. So maybe if you end up liking this person, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I don't want to let them down.
It's true.
I don't want to stand them up for a session. It's like extra pressure, but like in a good way. I think it's a horrible idea that you're going to do it with Neighborman.
Why?
Because what if they like him better? You're jealous. You got issues. Respectfully, if that personal trainer is like, oh my gosh, Neighborman, you're killing it, you're gonna be like, what about me? Are you even looking at me?
Did you see a mind form?
Did you see my half a push-up? That's how it's gonna go.
Where's my star?
I think this is a bad idea than it's a good idea.
You are right. I am gonna get very jealous very quickly, because I also know the one at the gym is a girl.
There's your answer.
Nuh-uh.
I don't think you can handle it. I'm sorry. Just go to the gym. Just go to the gym.
I'm going to start going on a regular schedule and not get a personal trainer.
I think that's a wise choice.
We are in our terrible twos era.
Yeah, we are. I'm feeling terrible today.
Let's throw a fit. I don't know. What do we want to do?
Have a tantrum.
Yeah.
Eat some cake. Why haven't we had cake yet?
Hello?
Well, see, here's the thing. Our actual 2-year birthday of Those Girls in the Afternoon isn't until Monday. But we are.
But I think we can throw the fit now before Monday.
They say terrible twos. I think we should live up to that name.
Throw the fit because we don't have cake now.
Yeah, I'm down.
But we do have a really cool show for you today, because we are celebrating with guests all week long, and that is not changing today. We've got another guest on today.
We do. It's not going to be until after Trending with Taylor, but I got my eyes on the window for a pink vehicle to pull in.
A pink Jeep, that is.
And you know who is? None other than Elizabeth Von Presley.
Oh, yeah.
Queen of Pink.
Pop star.
Exactly. We're going to have her on. We're going to do some fun stuff. Ask her all the questions you want. Play a little game. It's going to be a blast.
Also, make sure you tune in the 5 o'clock hour, because we've got another chance for you to win a gift from us to you.
Happy birthday.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Sometimes it's 3 a.m. You've been doom scrolling on TikTok, and it just takes one video to make you sob. I don't know what it is. Every once in a while, something just goes viral that is so heartwarming that you just can't help but shed a little tear. And that's exactly what I'd like to tell you about today. So it all started with someone posting a video of a guy who has a table set up inside a bookstore, and he's kind of sitting there by himself. So the caption on screen said, "This sweet man is sitting at Barnes & Noble with a stack of his books he wrote, and my heart is breaking every time someone passes him. Because this person clearly was seeing that nobody was stopping at this guy's
table.
Yeah,
because sometimes they let authors be there to like autograph their own books and talk about their own books. And nobody was stopping by.
Yeah, a little meet and greet. And unfortunately, there was no meeting or greeting, okay? So this guy's all by himself. Everybody is heartbroken over this. They feel bad for this guy to the point where people start to figure out who he is. They start ordering his book. And now he's an overnight sensation.
Yeah.
So let me tell you about him, because he now knows that he is a TikTok star. Okay. His name is Jonathan Stanley. And he made a post afterwards because like he's selling tons of books on Amazon and stuff. Jonathan Stanley, he posted a TikTok, and in the caption he said, "Yesterday my life changed. After my book signing at Barnes & Noble, something unexpected happened. A single TikTok went viral, 30 million views, and 4.1 million likes. My account grew from one follower over 208,000 in less than 24 hours.
Stop it.
My first video has already passed 1 million views. And then the unthinkable, my book soared to the top of the Amazon bestsellers list in multiple categories. But it wasn't the numbers that moved me to tears yesterday. It was you. I've received thousands of messages, so many that I can't keep up. Words of encouragement. Thank you."
Oh my God.
I mean, these are the people that deserve to be TikTok viral.
Yes.
Is the sweetest thing. I don't even know what he wrote, but I want to look him up and order his book.
I'll read the book. I don't know what it's about, but I'll read it.
I'm right there with you.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Just three letters. AVP. Elizabeth freaking Von Presley.
Well, that you just added a fourth.
How can you not say it? I mean, come on.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we were thinking about our birthday, we were like, who do we want on to celebrate our birthday? It's like a big slumber party. We were like, of course we want her. She's like a sister to us. Do you think she thinks we're sisters? I mean,
that might be a bit much. You know what's kind of cool, though, that I was thinking about earlier is we've been a show for 2 years, right? If you didn't know, we had a podcast before then. Because we were like, hey, why not?
It's called Girl Can We Chat Queen.
Yeah.
Can't find it anymore.
Well,
it's under Those Girls in the Afternoon.
You can find those episodes. If you feel like scrolling back 300 episodes, go right ahead. But we had Elizabeth on our podcast.
She's one of our first guests.
Yeah. It was so much fun. So it's kind of cool now to circle back 2 years later as an official show celebrating our birthday. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. So we're going to have Elizabeth Von Presley on Those Girls in the Afternoon. We're going to get to know her outside of being a pop star.
Yeah, you've seen her on stage, but do you know her? Let's find out.
Coming up 4 minutes away. Celebrating 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9 with another guest. Excited because she loves pink, just like me.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Elizabeth Von Presley.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
We just found out something about you before we even got on air, which is that you be flipping tires.
Yes, before I got here, I was definitely flipping tires with a bunch of other amazing, strong women in Marion. Tire trained. I do it every morning. It's so exciting.
Okay. Every morning?
Oh, what? Yeah.
I want to know more about this.
It is a group of women. It's Amanda Ray Campbell, and she's so inspiring, and she just has a way of telling you can do it, even if you think you can't. You're looking at that tire, you're like, how much does that weigh? Over 100 pounds. Okay, I can do this. So you just get a good squat and you flip it, and I tell you, there's nothing like it. I mean, you can work out in the gym all day, but to have the ability to just pick up a tire and throw it across a parking lot, you leave there being like, I can do anything.
Can you imagine people driving by and they're like, are they throwing tires?
Oh yeah, people drive slow. They're like, what is going on? And it's just a bunch of strong Wonder Woman. It's a sight to see.
Is that like one of your favorite workouts? Do you do other things?
Yeah.
Like
yep.
What else?
So I teach dance. Okay. Yep. I teach dance at night, and then I do that in the morning. And so it's a really good balance. Like, you know, dance is all about elongated, beautiful muscles, you know, pop, Britney mm-hmm. Spears, fun stuff like that. Then in the morning, you can just get your rage out. You're like, it's 7 a.m. Let's get this out. Yeah. And then you have a great day.
You are a busybody. You're doing, it sounds like a million things, tire training in the morning, dance moments at night. What are other things that fill up your day besides being a pop star? Because we'll get there.
You're so sweet. I teach. That's so kind. Being a pop star. Like, I love it. I teach rock star lessons to all ages.
No.
So my youngest is 6 and my oldest is probably in her 50s. And so we work on anything from just walking into a room confidently to singing a song for an audition. Show choir is really hot right now. So I'm working through show choir dance auditions and picking the right sections of songs.
Okay. So do you also teach like guitar lessons with the rock star?
I do. Yeah. We'll do piano. We'll do guitar. We'll do bass. Uh-huh. And then we do songwriting. So like working on like getting our emotions out and a healthy place for them to live within a song. Then you can get perform it. And it's like very cathartic. And it's just such a cool experience. I love getting to give back to people of all ages.
Okay. Can we have a nugget?
A nugget of songwriting?
We need a nugget of rock star lessons today.
I'd be like, okay, what would you guys like to work on? We can do anything. We could write a play, a musical.
What?
With one little 10-year-old girl, she started writing a movie script and then we scored that movie.
Shut up.
Where she got to pick an instrument that represented each character.
Oh my God.
And it was just, these kids are brilliant and all they need is just the tools to be able to do it. And I just hand over the keyboard and I say, what does it feel like? What does that character sound like? What kind of instrument would she be? And it's just really neat to get to watch these kids develop and in 30 minutes they can grow so much.
Now, do you also give lessons on how to dress like a rock star? Because I think that's what we want.
Oh, now that I can help you with. So I have a warehouse and half of my 2,700 square foot warehouse is costumes.
Stop it.
And I mean, you two will fit into everything. Okay. Anyone wear a size 9.5 shoe in here?
Oh, no.
Okay, we can stuff the toe. We can stuff the toe because we've got platforms, rainbow heels, glitter.
Yes.
Yep, for sure.
We got to take a field trip.
I got your back. Oh, fringy leather jackets, sequins, one pieces.
Mm-hmm. Do you keep all of them? Like, these are things that you probably have worn on stage, right? Do you keep everything?
Everybody collects things. And some people, it's like baseball cards. Uh-huh. And, you know, some people are precious moments. And mine is definitely costumes.
She's like, I'm waiting until a museum about me opens. Seriously.
But it's not even clothes that fit me. I'll see something and I'll be like, oh my gosh, this is super cute. And it's for like a dude that's like 7 foot tall. So I will just collect things that are so bizarre and random that I think I'll never see again. And so like they're elevated in the warehouse. You know, I like hold them on a pedestal. I love costumes.
Why do we not have a museum for you?
Dude, you're so sweet. Oh my goodness. It's a disaster right now up there too. You can't even walk. But if you guys ever need Halloween costumes, I mean, come on over.
I'm so in.
Oh yeah. And wigs, hundreds of wigs. Before you color your hair, come on over. Try that color on in a wig.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's girly heaven over there.
I need it.
Get me away. We are so excited to celebrate 2 years of those girls on Z102.9 with a guest, and that is Elizabeth Vaughn Presley in the studio with us. And you know her as a pop star in Cedar Rapids. She will be on stage, whether that is for like the Freedom Festival or, you know, she's just on the stage for whatever reason. They're just like, put her on. I always love that you do the one for Christmas. It's in something in A.
What is it? Christmas in the Key of A at the Paramount.
Oh, you always look so stunning in that.
You are so sweet. Oh my goodness. I love Christmas. And everybody always does it in red and green. I say, why not we do Christmas in pink?
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
And glitter. Oh yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about what it's like to be like a pop star, because I want to know, when you are on stage, whether that's for like the Freedom Festival or when you're doing the Christmas special, do you have things in your ears like pop stars like Taylor Swift and things like that? Do you have things in your ears like they
in-ears?
Do?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
What does it sound like? We got to hear.
Okay. So in-ears are a really bizarre thing to get used to. So I had to get them because I was playing the McGrath Amphitheater. And the McGrath Amphitheater, you can sing and all of your sound will just float down the river. So you can't hear yourself.
Wow.
So you wear the in-ears so that you can control on your phone what instruments you hear, how much of your voice you hear. But the thing about it, it's really disorienting because you can't hear the audience. Like you can't hear, like
they could be booing you or cheering
you.
They could,
truly, but we are just moving on along. That's why we seem like we're just grooving out. Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
Idea.
So it's crazy. So you can decide what you have in your ears. Also for singers, you don't want to try and sing over the band. You don't want to try and sing over the audience.
Yeah.
So you can control, you know, how loud of output you can put into your microphone. But anyway, it's amazing. And it's super cool. Also playing with a live band and like you'll have a timed show where you have like timed videos in the back. You can have a click inside
like
so that
tink,
everybody
tink,
is staying
tink.
Exactly in rhythm. So like when you have dancers, you don't want to try and do a dance dance routine like 10 times as fast as you normally do. So it also keeps everything really consistent. So every show you can just keep getting better and more solid. But yeah, in-ears are a game changer.
Now, do the dancers also have them?
No. So they have a front stage wedge. So they will hear like a general mix of what the audience is hearing so that they can keep tempo. But yeah, everyone in the band has got them and they can decide if they're like, I don't want to listen to Elizabeth today, and they can just mute me. And they just have the backtracks playing in there. Yeah.
Now, has it ever like crapped out on you in the in the middle of a song?
Oh, for sure.
What
reception
do you do?
Issues. I was playing down in Memphis and it was just the whole time. So you just have to take it out and you're essentially kind of flying blind.
Oh my God.
So you're like, I know my voice well enough to know that I'm singing, you know, relatively close to the pitch. So I'm going to keep going. I can't really hear anything else. So it's scary. So you'll like see singers just take like one ear out so that you can kind of hear the whole thing. To hear your voice inside your head like that, I don't love the sound of my voice. So to hear it so isolated in my head is just like, ah! So, you know, some therapy sessions through that. And then you're like, okay, you know what? I'm okay. We're going to get through this together. So, yeah.
I mean, obviously you perform all the time. Do you still get nervous or is it just kind of like second nature?
I don't really get nervous, mostly because half the songs are ones that I've written. Oh, and so I'm like, well, this is easy. There's no one else they're comparing me to right now. I think the last time I got really nervous was probably when I was on the NBC show, which was really wild. Yeah. I mean, hearing Michael Bolton perform right before me was like, what am I doing here? Like, why? Yeah, because he was coming through my in-ears.
No,
so I could hear Michael. No. I could hear Michael Bolton's beautiful, pure voice in my in-ears like before I went on stage. And it was magnificent. That was the last time I think, though, I was really nervous.
Oh, my God.
How long do you perform on stage normally for like a concert?
When I first started, I did 4 hours.
What?
My first show at the amphitheater was 4 hours. And at every hour, we would change the entire costume vibe set. So we would have like a jungle section. Then we'd have like an America section. We have like a 90s pop star section. Now I'm saying 2 solid hours is the max that we'll do, especially with like 112 degree weather outside. Yeah. Like the backup dancers, it's, yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you, like, seeing what Taylor Swift does on the Eras Tour, do you think you could do that? But I'm like, never mind. You've done it.
For sure. I love it. And she's brilliant too. Again, she wrote all those songs.
Elizabeth's done it before.
No. I like to dance a lot. So I'm like trying to dance that whole 4 hours. Now I've grown up a little bit and been like, you don't always have to be shuffle ball changing while you're doing all of these songs. You can sit the heck still, like try and play the piano. No, yeah, like Taylor's really good at picking the flow of her show. She'll sit at the piano for a couple. She'll get up and dance a couple. She'll stand a couple while every like beautiful visuals are happening behind her. So I've taken a note from Taylor and Gaga and those guys. Yeah, you don't always have to dance. I mean, if you can dance, but dance. Yeah, not all 4 hours.
Oh my God.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
There's a lot of room out there for a pool.
Yeah!
I'm just saying, you mentioned it's supposed to be, what,
79
on Friday?
And sunny.
And the grass is turning kind of green, but not green enough where Dad's going to yell at us about killing a circle of grass in the middle of the yard. I'm just saying, it's looking pretty good out there. And it's not even, like, nice enough today. It's nice out there today. It's not that nice.
Is it round two of those girls in a bikini in our bikinis for the show?
Might be a little early in the season for that, I'm not going to lie.
Wait, you said you were shaving your legs.
Well, yeah. I'm not ready to expose my midriff.
Well, when I say bikinis, we're going to do the same thing we did last year.
Oh, bikini tees.
Bikini tees.
I bought one for myself actually recently. Yeah. It's like I knew this was coming.
Why?
Because it's cool. Why wear a bikini when you can wear a t-shirt with a bikini on it?
Where are you wearing this?
I took it on vacation.
For what?
I wore it to breakfast. Yes, I did. I got it at Target.
With
you can go
Curly's
buy your
parents?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing.
Why? I think it's modest. And honestly, honorable of me.
Oh my God, that is so embarrassing.
It's at Target right now. You could go buy one and we can match.
So bikini tees on Friday?
I'm just saying, this is definitely possible. I got to wash mine though. I haven't done that laundry yet.
That's disgusting.
We'll make it happen.
The slumber party continues with those girls in the afternoon.
Can you believe they let us just invite people over?
On a school night?
On a school night. We're so lucky.
Our parents are awesome.
It's the greatest.
Elizabeth Von Presley in just a couple more minutes. It's practically a sleepover with those girls in the afternoon. What are we? I don't even know.
We're all here.
It's been 2 years. You'd think I'd figure it out by now. But we're hanging out with Elizabeth Von Presley for our sleepover. And before we even could turn on the microphones, she told us something that I feel like we broke a HIPAA violation.
I mean, we're like, okay, we know you can sing. We know you can dance. What's your hidden talent?
Jeez.
Go ahead.
I never really share this with anyone except for a doctor one time, but I can swallow my tongue. It's so weird. I don't have the thing that connects your tongue to the bottom. Yeah, so
that
I can.
String?
Yeah.
What? You really be going back there.
So I showed it to a doctor. I think, man, I was maybe 7 years old. I was like, there's this really weird thing. Like there was this video going around. All the kids were like, you can't do this. You can't do this. And I actually did it. And I was like, I'm the weird kid. Oh no. I went to the doctor and this is literally what he said to me. I did it. And he goes, huh, you ever thought about joining the circus?
No.
That was his response. Now, do I feel like it has given me any benefits? No. But I do think that Gene Simmons has the same thing. That's why he can do that super long, the tongue thing out. I don't know what that thing is called that connects the tongue to the bottom, but just wasn't born with it.
Okay.
Super weird.
This might be crossing a line. HR, don't listen. But have you ever like accidentally choked on your own like
No. No. I have full control over where the tongue is going and when it's going back. I have full control, but like I can feel my tonsils back there.
Okay.
It's a crazy time. I know. It's super, super weird. Yeah.
Do I have that thing on my?
Yeah, let's look.
Well, put your chin down. I can't see.
Like, she's chin to the sky. Do I have that thing in my mouth?
I think you do.
You've got a pretty long tongue though.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. I know that's the compliment you were looking to get today.
I was really hoping you would say I had a really long tongue.
Girl, I got your back. Yeah.
I am never going to look at Elizabeth Von Presley the same ever, ever, ever again. It's those girls in the afternoon hanging out with Elizabeth Von Presley on Z102.9. You missed it just a couple minutes ago. She told us that she can literally swallow her own tongue.
I'm not proud, but I'm not fully embarrassed either.
And she really can't.
It's a fine line.
It's the weirdest thing. I wish you could see it. This is when I wish there was like a way that you could see radio and not just hear radio. But we're talking about what our like hidden talents are. That's hers. My hidden talent is that I can make my ears move.
I can too.
Oh, come on. Then it's not a hidden talent anymore.
Well, yeah, we hid it from each other.
Still hidden.
But yeah, I can move my ears.
Can we see it?
Yeah, well, I guess I'd have to take my glasses off, but yeah.
Well, you gotta move your hair.
Oh, do I gotta move my hair too?
Let's see. Make it the full experience here. I just follow my tongue. Oh, it makes it even better with the earrings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, girl, that's good.
The big old hoops are just like
my
bouncing.
Hoops are going up and down.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
I should just do that like at the grocery store. Just make my hoops just move around.
You should.
See if anyone notices. Make my hoops move.
Mine, which also you can't see it. Okay, so I pop a lot of bones. I crack a lot. It's gross. I'm a little double jointed, but I can like dislocate my shoulder.
Oh, I've seen this before.
I have showed you before. It's really gross. I can show you.
Does it hurt?
No, but I did have physical therapists tell me to stop doing it.
To stop doing it.
It's not a party trick. Don't do it, but I like to do it because I think it's fun and it grosses people out.
Is it where you go all the way over? You don't have to actually physically do it.
No, I can just like go like this and pop it in and out.
She just literally just pushes it.
What's that from?
I don't know. I
think it's super flexibility in your left arm?
I think so. Well, I can do it in both.
Oh.
That is so gross.
So it was like a joke when I used to dance. Like we would go through a full out run and then at the end I'd be like, oh, my shoulder fell out at that one part.
It literally did.
Yeah.
See, that.
So the three of us make up like a body horror circus.
We really do. We need somebody who's got weird leg stuff going on. If you're listening right now, you can do some fun
leg things. Lower body.
Yeah. We are the circus going on the road.
We are. We're ready. Yep. One trick ponies, but a very small, short show, but worth your money, I promise.
We're celebrating 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon with a week-long slumber party. Tons of local celebs coming in as guests. And today we have Elizabeth Von Presley.
Hey.
And it really does feel like a sleepover.
It really does.
A little afternoon sleepover. And obviously at sleepovers, you play games. We wanted to play Truth or Dare with you if you're down.
Oh my goodness. Okay, fine. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to make you do it first.
Of course. All right, deal. All right.
Truth or dare, Elizabeth Von Presley?
Oh, I'm going back to middle school. Okay, prepping. Let's go dare.
Ooh. I knew she was going to say that.
Okay. Reveal the last person that you called and tell us why you called them.
It was definitely my mom.
Oh, classic.
Because I love my mom. That is definitely why I called her. I call her usually probably once a day or once every other day.
But she's like, I love you.
She's great. And to be truthful, she's going to come over and jump my car because it's dead. Oh. So we'll be real. She's doing mom things today. Yes. Yep.
I love that. I love that so much. Okay. Taylor, do you want to go? Truth or dare?
I'll do truth because I'm a weenie.
I knew you were going to say it. What is the weirdest thing you've ever done in front of a mirror?
Dude,
I wish I could answer that question because I've got a funny answer.
Well, I'll let you answer.
Can I answer it for you?
Well, mine's probably a stupid lame, but like anytime that I knew I've had to like confront somebody or have like an uncomfy conversation.
I'm proud of you.
It's more so in the car is when I practice it, but sometimes I'll be like, I got to do it in front of the mirror and make sure because my face.
Your face.
Tiffany O'Donnell said it yesterday. Her face is very loud. I'm the same way. Uh-huh. But I got to make sure my face is aligning with what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. It doesn't give away what your inner thoughts are.
Yeah.
Please. I'd love to know. They're gonna love this. So your older sisters will always, or siblings or whatever, will always tell you the stupidest things, right? My sister told me that when you fart, sparkles come out of your butt.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh no.
So I got up on the counter in the bathroom, pulled down my pants, farted in front of the mirror to see what happened. Sparkles don't come out of your butt. And
oh my God. I'm just impressed you fit on the counter. And
how old were
you?
Was this last year?
It was last week.
We need context, girl.
No, this was totally, it had to have been like middle school. I remember her telling me. I really did pull down my pants and sparkle.
I just want you to know you willingly just admitted to that.
My swallowing the tongue is nothing now. Yep. Oh, your glitter poofs. They win. Yep.
Glitter poofs.
Yep. It should be a thing.
Oh my God. You want to ask me?
Sure. Well, yeah, after
that. Do you even want to?
Truth or dare?
I'm going to pick dare. Why not?
How about you do an impression of another person in this room?
Oh my God.
Two choices.
Do you know I have horrible impressions?
Yeah. That'll make it even better.
I don't know how to sound like Elizabeth Von Presley.
Just lower your voice an octave. Walk with your butt out.
Oh my God. Hey guys, it's Elizabeth Von Presley.
Your clothes are too loose. They need to be three sizes too small.
Oh my God. That's about as good as I can do.
That was pretty darn good. Yep. If I closed my eyes, I heard myself.
That was so not you.
Yep.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The For You page works in funny ways, and sometimes you end up on wedding TikTok when you got no business being on wedding TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And you, I don't know, get a little familiar with what is trending in the wedding world, because otherwise I'd have no idea. And what's trending right now is Lego Hour.
What?
Lego hour. Okay, so here's the thing, and I have always said this, is that cocktail hours are really awkward. I went to a wedding a couple weeks ago, and it's like, okay, if you're invited to the ceremony, you go to that. Normally, there's a little bit of time to get to the cocktail hour, which goes on for an hour or two before the reception even starts. And it's an awkward amount of time where you're like, what am I supposed to be doing right now? Am I supposed to be sitting at my seat? Mm-hmm. My socializing, I'm kind of hungry.
Well, and if you're just like a friend, you know, maybe you just like had a class with them, or you just dance, or you had a sport with them, you only know them for that. And then you're not going to know the family. You're not going to know the cousins.
No.
Probably the other friends. So who are you going to socialize with?
It can be really weird.
Mm-hmm.
So this girl has gone viral because she's showing that she was at a wedding and the bride bought everyone their own Lego set for their table.
That's
so
cool.
Instead of like a bouquet or candles or whatever, like centerpiece in the table, there's a box of Legos. And I'm sure you've seen before, they have like floral arrangement Lego sets.
Yeah, I did one.
I have too. And they're so cool. Those are all like on the middle of each table. And it's for the people at that table to spend the time building Legos. So they called it Lego hour instead of cocktail hour. And then I'm assuming somebody can probably pick to take the Lego set home if they want, because it's kind of like a gift. So it gives them something to do while the bridal party is out taking pictures mm-hmm. and finishing up with all of, you know, the duties that need to get done before the reception starts, and nobody's bored inside. And also, if you don't know people, you have an activity.
No, I love this. This will entertain the kids.
Yes.
This entertains the adults.
Yes.
And if you're saying it's one per table, I mean, this makes you in a good, like, this will force you to have conversations mm-hmm. with the people you don't know, because exactly. you have to work as a team.
You have to, that's the only potential issue I see, is that I feel like out of every group, there was always one Lego hog.
Well, that would be me.
Like, you won't let other people do any of it?
No.
Okay.
No, they're going to do it wrong.
I want to be sitting at a different table than you then.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I don't really know how people do long distance, to be honest with you. It is tough. And I'm saying that after one day.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm by myself for the next couple days. My boyfriend Curly, he's out of town. He is out of the state for some work trainings. And that's fine. There's nothing we can do about that. But obviously we text throughout the day, and I was like, last night I should FaceTime him, catch up on what's going on. And I prefer FaceTime over phone call. Like, I, when it comes to my mom, I always FaceTime her. I don't know, I just like that better. So I FaceTime him, and immediately I'm like, this not gonna work. No, because what is the first thing he says to me when he answers the FaceTime? Hey babe, where are the cats?
Oh my God.
Show me the cats. And I'm like, what are you, can you act excited to see me? I know you saw me this morning, but I'm feeling a little jealous, okay, that I came second to seeing the cats. Whatever, fine. I showed him the cats, and the cats were adorable. And then as we're like chit-chatting, I can tell he's also scrolling on Twitter or something. And I'm like, you are going to put me over the edge. Do you hear what I'm saying at all? Or are you scrolling on Twitter? No, I'm hearing what you're saying, blah, blah, blah. And then my third issue is that he just has the phone so close to his stinking head. It's just his eyebrows and his forehead that I'm looking at. I'm like, at this rate, we could have just had a phone call. Why are we looking? I don't need to look at your eyebrows this close up. FaceTime dates, not for me. If you're long distance and that's your normal, I respect you.
Mm-hmm.
Can do it. This is dramatic.
Well, you were being dramatic.
I'm sorry. I have to do it a couple more nights. Fine. That's fine.
One Taylor is suffering out there.
I am.
Because her boyfriend cares about the cats more than her.
Don't even tell me you wouldn't be upset.
Well, yeah.
You answered the phone and he said, let me see the cats.
Yeah, he would. He only cares about Luna. He told me the other day, if there was a fire, he's saving Luna over me. Do you think that hurt my feelings? It did. Guess what? He's not in the will.
Oh, I didn't even think about the will.
Girl, you better take him out of the will. If he's doing the same thing with you, with Toulouse, I know that's his baby. Take him out of the will. Think about these things before you get married. Prenup.
I'm going to put a clause in the prenup that doesn't exist.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with Those Girls in the Afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
It's our birthday and we'll cry if... No one's crying.
I mean, well, not yet. Don't speak so soon.
I always cry about once a day, so it will happen soon.
I'm surprised it hasn't.
But we are celebrating 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon. Officially, it will be next Monday. But we're celebrating all week long.
Because why not?
Exactly. So be listening all week long, because we're going to be having guests on, like Rebecca Kopelman from Iowood News Now, Elizabeth Von Presley, Z102.9's Past Mulholland.
Yeah, plus prizes.
Yeah.
Cool prizes every day.
Exactly. Plus, I'm going to be giving you a different trivia question every single day that has to do with birthdays, starting with tonight. A survey asking people what is kept in their household junk drawers found that the second most popular item was birthday candles. What was number one?
I'm scared of my junk drawer.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of things in there.
Mine's to the point it almost can't even shut.
Oh, you're going to have to make a second one?
Yes.
Yep. I feel that. You can text in your yes to 319-200-1029.
A survey asking people what is kept in their household junk drawers found the second most popular item was birthday candles. What was number one?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Celebrating 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon with a trivia question that's got to do something along the lines with birthdays all this week. Tonight's trivia question, a survey asking people what is kept in their household junk drawers found the second most popular item was birthday candles. What was number one?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 4339 said batteries.
Yep.
It's never the right ones, though.
You're like, you need AAA and you only ever have AA.
Yeah. Like your remote dies and you're like, oh, junk drawer, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then you just have the big fat ones. And I'm like, why did I ever even buy these? I never have the right batteries.
Or you always need those little circle ones.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And you're like, who keeps these on hand? No one.
I don't even know what they're called.
No, neither do I, because they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
9890 said pens. Yeah, from like every place you've stolen from.
I had a problem recently. We were trying to write a thank you card, and we had zero pens in our house.
You need to start stealing them.
I know. I guess we just never, it's sad. We never write anything down.
At like farmers markets, when they've got free pens at booths, take them. Take them. Go start staying at hotels. Take them.
I didn't even think about that. Hotel pens. That's a good one.
Don't take them from my desk. I've got a lot
you
there.
You do have a stash. I do know that.
A redonkulous amount.
Jen said scissors.
You know what? Shockingly, I don't keep that in the junk drawer.
Where do you keep it?
In the utensils drawer.
Like with your forks and stuff?
No. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that with like the thongs and...
Pardon?
What did I just say?
I have so many questions. Thongs are in the kitchen. Thongs are in the kitchen in the same drawer as the scissors.
I meant tongs. Sorry. It's really hard to talk with your braces and really make sure you emphasize
that was
things.
On purpose. There was definitely a decision being made right there.
No, it wasn't. I was trying to make sure I emphasized my words and thong came out, not tongs.
Tongs.
You know, in spatulas.
That's still weird.
I keep my scissors there. Who's keeping their scissors in their junk drawer?
I do. I have like six pairs in there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Thank you.
You thought my thong.
I thought thongs was weird. Jeez.
A survey asking people what is kept in their household junk drawers found the second most popular item was birthday candles. What was number one?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but the answer is coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I want to make it clear that if you come over to my house for food, like I make dinner or Thanksgiving, I did not use the utensils near my thong.
I don't want to look through any drawers if I come to your kitchen. I definitely don't want to go through your bedroom. Something weird's happening.
The question tonight, a survey asking people what is kept in their household junk drawers found the second most popular item was birthday candles. What was number one?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
The number one most popular item in people's junk drawers is rubber bands. I got a couple.
Really?
Only like four, though.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they came from.
I'm probably the same way. I don't think I have that many. I'm trying to really picture what's in my junk drawer.
I got a lot.
Scissors, tape. I have a lot of tape.
Don't have tape. That's all in the Christmas stuff.
Okay, what is in your junk drawer?
Well... Parts to all my security cameras that I have, because, you know, we got a lot. So there's that. I also have lots of notebooks that in case I ever need to write my thoughts and feelings on, they're in there. I also have an extension cord. Or not an extension cord. The one with all the strips, like the...
Oh, like in a...
Power strip.
Yeah.
I got a power strip in there that I don't even know if it works, so why do I even still have it in there? I've got my old Kirkwood Community College, like... badge or whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
Student ID?
Yeah, just in case I ever want to pretend I'm a student again, I guess. I don't know why I still have that. I got old gaming cards for that gaming place over on the near Red Robins. What's that called?
I have no idea.
You know what I'm talking about?
Gaming place.
You know, you can go play like, you can go play games. You can go bowl. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, I have old gaming plate cards
okay,
there. They have no money on
you
them.
Have a,
they got no points.
It's not a junk drawer. It's a junk black hole.
Pretty much, honestly. I mean, I could go on and on about what else is in there.
As interesting as that sounds,
we have to get back
I'm going to have to get back to
today's Hit Music.
Regular programming.
I'm very upset because I have some competition when it comes to Post Malone.
That is not normally a concern I have for you because you're
the biggest fan ever.
Respectfully, a crazy fan, psycho fan.
Well, I came across this video on my TikTok For You page. It's two ladies. They know Post Malone very well. Said, hey, Post Malone, we know you love Olive Garden. That's his favorite restaurant.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, I knew. And he loves to order the chicken parm. I also knew that. And they said, we know you love the chicken parm. When you come to visit us in our town for your concert, because he's going on tour again.
Yeah.
Don't go to Olive Garden. Come to our house. We'll make you chicken parm.
Oh, my God.
I was like, don't. All right. I will hit somebody.
Oh, my God. I mean, is there confirmation that he's seen it? Did he comment?
When I last looked, he hadn't.
Okay.
But I'm like, what do I got to do to beat these women? You know what I'm,
Well,
you know
my God.
I meant like beat them like you know.
Like outdo them.
Yes.
One up them.
He's not coming to Cedar Rapids. I want to make that clear. The closest is Minneapolis, and that's actually where I'm going to go see him in May.
Okay. But so you're not, you don't have a house.
I
can
offer
there.
Him to my hotel room.
That, and that's where you start to get creepy. Something about inviting somebody to their home, that's classy. That's cute. Come over to my hotel room, murdery.
And I say, come to the hotel room. I'll kick the boyfriend out.
No. So
your neighbor man's coming.
Meet you by the vending machine, the ice machine.
That is creepier.
You made it sound creepy. Well, I don't know. You got to take a different route.
Okay,
I'm
sorry. Me saying, come to my hotel room is less creepier than you going, meet me at the vending machine. That's more murdery.
Yeah, it is. It's all murdery. I'm saying you got to take a different route here.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.